Beach, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The LAPD is reminding people to be ready for aftershocks following today's 4.4 magnitude earthquake centered near Pasadena.
Immediately after the quake, the LA Fire Department went into what it calls earthquake mode, where all 106 fire stations around the city send their engines out to begin looking for any damage or anybody in need in their areas. No damage or injuries have been found, but it definitely shook people up. It was strong shaking around LA. It lasted a few seconds. School resumed today for students in L.A., and they evacuated.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. The White House says it's preparing for what it calls a significant state of attacks on Israel by Iran and its proxies as soon as this week. A new study finds cancer deaths among men could nearly double worldwide by the year 2050. Stocks closed mixed to start the week. The Dow down more than 100 points, but the S&P and the NASDAQ both slightly higher. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A popular sushi restaurant in Duluth will shut its doors for good at the end of the year. According to a WDIO report, the owners of Wasabi on East Superior Street say they will close their Duluth location to focus on the Superior location. The Wasabi in Superior recently reopened this spring after it was completely destroyed in a January 2023 fire. They say closing the Duluth restaurant in favor of the Superior one is a strategic shift in focus. The owners of the Duluth property say they're searching for a new tenant. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Governor Tony Evers have announced $174 million in state funding for road projects over the next 5 years. The funding will be distributed through the Local Roads Improvement Program, a reimbursement program that can cover up to half the cost of improving deteriorating roads. Wisconsin will also receive $200 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law to fund more than 150 projects improving the state's roads and bridges. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack is back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Browns 23-10 over the weekend. At halftime, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley challenged his players they needed to make a turnover in the second half. Rookie safety Evan Williams out of Oregon did just that, coming up with a forced fumble early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it felt great. Really just play fast, use our instincts, and yeah, just fly around. I mean, that's what I had the most fun with today. I felt like fly around, you know, and coach always preaches that. Just the jobs aren't that difficult. Run to the ball and just do your job, we're going to be successful.
Baseball. The Brewers open an important series tonight against the Dodgers, LA in first place in the NL West. The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds Sunday, but D.L. Hall was back on the mound. Pat Murphy?
Yeah, I think since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher.
Now, if the Brewers just go 500 for the rest of the schedule, they would finish with 90 wins this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy overnight and cool with lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, a high around 80 to the low 80s. A chance of showers Wednesday night into Thursday. Currently at 77.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tomorrow, a partisan primary in the great state of Wisconsin. So happy partisan primary eve, Dom. How you doing, man?
Good, Crudy. Good to be with you. Get out and vote tomorrow, folks. Rich, working the board. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Are you sure? Kind of I'm stumbled sure. through that one.
it's been a few days, man.
Dom, are you looking forward to the big Twitter Spaces event with Trump and Elon Musk tonight? 7 o'clock, if you
what
are going to watch
it. No, man. No, I am not looking forward to it. Elon Musk is a journalist, huh? Interesting. That guy can do anything, huh?
Well, when you own the platform, you can interview whoever yeah. you want. You know, the EU's already warned them about language that could be construed as anti-Semitic, I believe, told him be careful.
From Elon Musk and Donald Trump? Shocking. Why would you even have to warn a couple of good fellas like that?
Dom, what do you think the craziest assertion Trump will make
oh, God.
Tonight?
I mean, I can't possibly, man. The guy, over the weekend, when he made this Truthy Social tweet about the Kamala Harris crowd being AI, like there was nobody there and the whole thing was AI. Well, this in Michigan, you know, she's a cheater. You know, he goes off. I mean, that is just bat guano crazy. That is craziness. Can we just say it? That's crazy. If Joe Biden had stood up and said, well, God, Donald Trump's not getting those crowd. That's AI. Everyone would rightfully be like, dude, what? No, man, we've been to those things. We've been to rallies of Donald Trump. Like people are actually showing up.
It's not like Trump claimed the crowd was smaller than represented. He claimed it was absent.
Yes.
They just
entirely created.
She just gave a speech to an empty airplane hangar, and because they saw a reflection off Air Force Two that apparently was tilted away from the crowd. As you can see, and thousands of social media postings from the 15,000 or so people in attendance, including journalists of all political stripes.
Right.
I bet he goes crazier than that. Him and Elon, he's going to be unrestrained tonight, Tom.
Well, has he ever been restrained? I mean, if this is if
Give
this
two
has
weeks,
been Donald Trump restrained, I shudder to think what Donald Trump unrestrained would be. But listen, this is more about Donald Trump. What about the MAGAs? What about you Republicans, the GOP? This is your candidate. Is this what you think? I mean, do you agree with Donald Trump that this is an AI created issue? I'd really like to know, because at some point, your own credibility is on the line with the person you support. If Joe Biden were to stood up there as the oldest guy running for president ever, now that's Trump, and said made such a claim, and it goes off on, and not just this. This is, of course, I think the worst example. Donald Trump has had multiple, many, many, many examples of crazy ass things that he says, and you make it like, oh yeah, that's totally normal. It's totally fine. You believe this?
I don't read all his tweets. You know, busy governing. That's what Republicans used to say, guys like Ron Johnson. Rich, we've actually, and again, what he said this weekend was a social media post, and he often is particularly unrestrained on the Truthy social platform. But here's what he said just last week. This was at a Mar-a-Lago event. Rich went looking for this. This is a similar example. You know, let's hear it. Hear it for yourself.
I had 107,000 people in New Jersey. You didn't report it. I'm so glad you asked. What did she have yesterday? 2,000 people?
That
if
was
I
in
ever
Eau Claire.
Had 2,000 people, you'd
there.
Say my campaign is finished. I have 10 times, 20 times, 30 times the crowd size. And no, they never say the crowd was big. That's why I'm always saying turn around the cameras. I'm so glad you asked that. I think it's so terrible when you say, well, she has 1,500 people, 1,000 people, and they talk about, oh,
he's like a reverse
enthusiasm.
Auctioneer.
Let me tell you,
the number
we
goes
have
down
the
every
enthusiasm,
time.
But on crowd size, in history, for any country, nobody's had crowds like I have, and you know that. And when she gets 1,000 people and everybody starts jumping, you know that if I had 1,000 people, people would say, that's the end of his campaign. I have hundreds of thousands of people, the biggest crowd I've ever spoken to. And you've seen Maggie.
Wait.
I was in at the mall. I was at the Washington Monument. I was at
some
the
January
whole thing.
6th.
I had crowds. I don't know who's ever had a bigger crowd than I have, but I had it many times. The biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was that day. And I'll tell you, it's very hard to find a picture of that crowd. You see the picture of a small number of people relatively going to the Capitol, but you never see the picture of the crowd. The biggest crowd I've ever spoken, I've spoken to the biggest crowds. Nobody's spoken to crowds bigger than me.
He went on to say Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. He had a bigger crowd on January 6th at the Ellipse. That was Trump's claim from Mar-a-Lago.
You notice he didn't say the word January 6th, though.
That day.
He didn't literally say the word. The day that he invited all the insurrectionist bastards to come down and crap all over the Capitol and stop the peaceful transfer of power. That day, my understanding is maybe 50,000 people there that day. And honestly, man, Donald Trump, it's not like you don't have photographers on the payroll. Well, you didn't snap a selfie with the crowd. Only the media is the only ones that can ever show crowd size. You didn't have someone take a picture of the biggest crowds you ever had. Come on, man. And what is it with the crowd size, man? Hand size? I mean, are we comparing? Is this what it's about, Donald Trump? And you go off on the stupid ass narcissistic effort to compare and pull your pants down and show your crowd size? How is that relevant anyway? And then he goes off, Crudy. I got to read the social tweety, man. I can't believe it. Here's what he said. This is what this lunatic said. He put it out there for your consideration. He's telling you, MAGAs, has anyone noticed that Kamala cheated at the airport? There was nobody at the plane, and she AI'd it and showed a massive crowd of so-called followers, but they didn't exist. This was capitalized. They didn't exist. Will you absorb that, you mega nuts? The guy is saying that it didn't exist. It was totally fabricated. He is so off the ledge that he can't even believe his own eyes. He can't even believe the multiple media sources of the individuals that showed up, the social media posts that they put up. What, everybody AI'd it? Come on, man. They didn't exist. That's what your guy said. He goes on to say, she was turned in by a maintenance worker at the airport when he noticed the fake crowd picture, but there was nobody there. Later confirmed by the reflection of the mirror, like finish on the vice presidential plane. She's a cheater. She had nobody waiting, and the crowd looked, quote unquote, looked like 10,000 people. Same thing is happening with her fake crowd at her speeches. This is the way the Democrats win elections, by cheating. And they're even worse at the ballot box. She should be disqualified because the creation of fake images, election interference. Anyone who does that will cheat at anything. What? I mean, so much projection, so much narcissism. How do you support that, Republicans? How can you possibly say that's okay? They don't exist? The guy is so upside down and backwards because he has no reaction to going in, what, the third week of Kamala Harris's campaign? And, of course, all the polls, those are all crooked polls now. They were fine when he was leading, but now they're crooked polls. And he can't believe it. He doesn't know what to do. The only way that he could, what, he can digest it. The only way he can absorb it and comprehend what is happening, because he's such a psychopath, is to say that they didn't exist. No, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. I mean, that's an insanity, people. That's not okay. And if he says that about this, he talks about it, crooked vice presidential candidate. She'll do this, she'll do anything. Well, look who is talking, dude. You put this out there. They didn't exist. Wow.
Now, we've got a whole list of recent crazy statements by the former president, but Dom, in regards to disclaiming the crowds and the enthusiasm of the Democratic base, got a little source piece here over at the Washington Post. AI crowds in unskewed polls. Trump prepares to reject another loss.
Yeah, right.
That's the game at foot here. Philip,
Trump continues to prepare to reject another loss. I mean, he's been preparing for, that's all he does is reject loss, man. He did it. He's still saying that he won 2020. Are we surprised that he's preparing to reject another loss? Sorry, man.
The first person I noticed spreading the idea that images of Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in Michigan had been manipulated was conservative movie maker Dinesh D'Souza. On Saturday evening, D'Souza posted a photo on social media of Harris exiting her plane with a crowd of supporters looking on. Two reflections from the airplane were circled in red, illustrating that despite the crowd, no one was visible in the reflection. "Does this look like a real picture to you?" D'Souza asked. Within hours, similar questions were everywhere on social media, and by Sunday, had popped up in the former President Donald Trump's feed on the Truthy Social. Yeah. Now, you talked about it. She cheated. She's cheating. She AI'd it, right? She's a cheater, he reiterated. That D'Souza was at the leading edge of the argument is not surprising. It was D'Souza, you may recall, who produced a feature-length movie arguing without evidence that the 2020 election had been stolen by mules who collected and submitted ballots on behalf of Joe Biden. Then, as now, D'Souza claims were rooted in a trivial misrepresentation of digital information. There was a crowd in Michigan to meet Harris, as shown below in a photograph taken by the Washington Post photographer. You can also see why the reflection from the plane doesn't show the crowd. It was angled away from the speaking platform. They didn't use it perpendicular. Trump would always pull up Air Force One right behind the stage, right? Air Force Two is parked halfway down the runway. It's not even close to being in the hangar. Hence, no reflection of the crowd on the airplane. It ain't that close to the crowd. But that doesn't mean there wasn't 15,000 people. Hell, I was in Eau Claire the other day when Trump was claiming 2,000. Make it 1,500. Make it 1,000. No, I was there. It was like 15,000. It's a big-ass, energetic crowd for Harris Walls. You're in trouble, Trump. Come back, more devils.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can be a part, talk, or text. Hit us up, 844-967-2789.
Dom, a little over an hour from now, we've got Katrina Shanklin joining the big show. Katrina Shanklin is a Democrat running in the 3rd CD. And the primary is tomorrow, her against Rebecca Cook. There is another candidate, but we will talk about the newsworthiness of the recent blue-on-blue violence in that 3rd CD, Dom. And whoever wins tomorrow has got my support come Wednesday. So we'll see. But Katrina joins us at 5:30 Central Time. And back, if you'll indulge me, Dom, to the Washington Post. Why is Trump trying to delegitimize Kamala Harris's crowd size? Because, of course, crowd size is a reflection of the energy and the support for this new top of the ticket. And I've been to a couple of these rallies. I was there when she rolled out in West Allis, and I was there in Eau Claire. And, you know, I didn't get to go to Pennsylvania, Don, but that looked like a hell of a crowd. And the swing state tour that she and Walz have been on, it's been a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and big-ass crowds, be it Atlanta, be it Detroit, be it Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They've had big-ass crowds. And I would point out, Donald Trump likes to claim big-ass crowds, right? I have been chasing Donald Trump through this elective cycle. And when he claims he's got 100,000, did they fit in the wedding chapel at the Treasure Island Casino? Because he held a political rally in a wedding reception hall at a casino that held like 400, Dom. Not 400,000, 400 in the room. Couldn't even get in as press. Hell, they weren't even letting some of the MAGA TikToker media sorts in the room. Overjammed. Because it's a freaking wedding chapel. Trump, 107,000.
Hundreds of thousands. Yeah. Hundreds of thousands.
He always claims he's got the biggest crowds ever, right? Bigger than MLK. I have a dream speech. Bigger than that, he claims. Back to the Philip Bump reporting at the Washington Post. Why would Trump and his allies spread a false claim about attendance at a rally that was covered by C-SPAN? Right. In part because many elements of Trump's base have embraced rejections of basic reality, like the existence of mules for years. In part, it's confirmation bias, with partisans being more likely to accept false information as true, you know, when it supports their pre-existing beliefs, Dom. But in part, it's because Trump and his allies are already eagerly raising questions about the reliability of measures of Harris's support, and by extension, the reliability of the results in November. That's the real motive here, Dom. Harris is an all-caps cheater, Trump asserts. It is not subtle. And recall that his efforts to reject the 2020 results did not emerge out of the blue in November of that year. Trump began raising questions about the purported insecurity of mail-in ballots soon after it became obvious that the coronavirus pandemic would spur more remote voting. He and his staff amplified all sorts of claims about ballot security, including a bizarre claim in July that a mail truck that caught fire was somehow suspicious. His base was more than prepared when he subsequently challenged the actual election results. And that's the pattern that is again underway, exemplified well beyond this one goofy assertion about the Michigan rally. In reporting its lengthy assessment of Trump's recent campaign stumbles, the New York Times spoke with someone close to Trump who described the former president's framing of Harris's ascent to be her party's nominee. One quick quote, Dom, then I'll put this down and we'll move on. Mr. Trump told one aide, Maggie Haberman, and Jonathan Swan reported that Democrats were trying to steal the election again from him, comparing the reshuffling of the Democratic ticket to when state legislators changed voting rules midway through the 2020 election cycle because of the COVID pandemic. They're trying to steal it from him, Dom.
Just one more paragraph here.
Yeah, go
844-967-2789. States making it easier for people to vote without risking coronavirus infections in 2020 was not cheating in any way that doesn't assume that ensuring voters can vote is somehow unfair, nor is a political party choosing its own nominee. But it is important to Trump that he keep this escape hatch open. This idea that the election was or will be stolen from him even in the most abstract terms, because it allows him to muster resources to contest his loss or alternatively to retain the loyalty of his base. Philip Bump at the Washington Post, there's more to it regarding the polling. But I would suggest this. This never stopped. This isn't, he started this during the coronavirus pandemic. I remember specifically him talking about the mail-in ballots, and they were very concerned. And this whole thing was seed corn. It was laid out. I remember when he said it, it seemed, wow, it's really ahead of the game here, man. Because he knew it, man. He knew what was going to happen. There were people that were not going to want to go out to the polls in the midst of a pandemic. So he got to, do
not his supporters. His supporters didn't believe in the pandemic.
Didn't believe in the pandemic and will believe Donald Trump when he says there was nobody there, in spite of the fact that there were thousands and thousands of people there, C-SPAN individuals, lots of folks. But this effort never stopped. He never acknowledged that he lost the election. He continues to this day to say he won the election. He's continuing this same facade, this same lie. It continues. It was never a wind down. He never gave up on it because he can never lose.
Well, not only that, Dominic, but the Stop the Steal effort, if you recall, was one of the greatest grifts in history. The man raised $250 million in small dollar donations from supporters. The gullible, I would say, because he's supposed to be a billionaire, right? Why does he need your money, broke-ass people? But, setting aside the logic behind the rich guy needs my money to stop the steal, to keep fighting. Only we find out he didn't really use any of that $250 million to stop any stealing, or whatever they describe it as. He mostly pocketed that or used it for legal defense funds in a number of cases around the nation, Dom, because defendant Trump has been a busy man in the courts. Come back with us. We'll enumerate a few more of the recent, which call them whoppers, Dom. And, of course, we'll make time for your phone calls right here on the greatest radio show ever. That is not a whopper at all. You know it. You believe it. You're listening right now. And you're going to call at 844-967-2789. And don't forget, stick around. Katrina Shanklin, a candidate in the 3rd CD, a fine Democrat. She'll be joining us about an hour from now.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Hartley Nature Center in Duluth held their new annual Trails Fest event over the weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, it was only the second year of the event, which shows appreciation to the organizations that keep the park trails in great condition so residents can take full advantage of their offerings. The Trails Fest event featured a bike clinic, yoga, hiking, and a variety of other outdoor activities. Organizers also thanked those organizations for their work on keeping other trails in the area in good shape. A Wisconsin man will set out on a walk from Superior to Lake Michigan this week. According to a Northern News Now report, Greg Studzinski is walking 500 miles from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan to raise awareness for people battling mental health and substance abuse issues. He's calling the walk the Lake to Lake 500 and anticipates it will take him nearly 20 days to complete. The walk will also serve as a fundraiser for a community center in Milwaukee that helps residents dealing with substance abuse and mental health problems. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy overnight and cool with lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, a high around 80 to the low 80s. A chance of showers Wednesday night into Thursday. Right now it's 80.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Be here, find out what's grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in
the top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Back to work Monday edition, at least for Dom. Some of us have been doing it the whole time, right, Rich? 844-967-2789. We're getting to the phones and to you, starting with Catherine from Madison. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, guys. Hi. Thanks again for all the political coverage you've been doing. I appreciate it so much. It's hard for me to really follow it. I've just been listening to you and nothing else. It's been a crazy year.
Catherine, but do you know, if I can interrupt you just for a second for the sake of the entire audience, I can't even believe 1 week from today, Dom and I will be in Chicago providing the best damn DNC coverage ever. We're going to do our show 4 to 6, a little bit shorter than we normally do, and then we're going to provide bell-to-bell coverage all night long. Chicago, Minneapolis, and I believe Civic Media is going to pick our coverage up as well. So, you know, we're going to take you with, Catherine.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's fantastic. But I was calling about this crowd size issue, and it's so silly, the whole thing. I mean, everybody, but what I was going to say is the crowd size is noticeable, you know, but it's not the main thing. Look at what happened with us when we had all these big turnouts and everything during the Wisconsin uprising, and we had energized and a lot of people, and we still just, you know, lost the election. So all that ever counts is vote, you know, who votes, the vote size.
Yeah.
Well, certainly votes count, but Catherine, the difference is, and, you know, the turnout, the support here in the great state of Wisconsin, that uprising that happened about a block away from where I'm sitting right now, Catherine, and it spilled all the way down State Street many days. Yes, Scott Walker won the recall, or at least held his seat. But if you recall, Catherine, it's still about candidates. And unfortunately, we ran the same candidate against him twice, right? Well, he beat Tom Barrett. And from the perspective of a guy like Dominic, who actually had voted for Tom Barrett, there was no proven illegality. There were no even charges against the guy. All we didn't like were his policies. So a lot of guys like Dom, I think, were pragmatically saying, I don't think he deserves to be recalled for just instituting policy choices. So, Catherine, the energy behind that recall movement, I mean, there were over 900,000 signatures. That was a massive movement of the people. I don't want to diminish that in any way, shape, or form. I can tell you I've seen some enormous Barack Obama crowds, and I've seen some big crowds for Donald Trump. Probably 2 years ago in Des Moines, Iowa, one of the bigger political crowds I've ever seen. For Donald Trump, he certainly draws big crowds. But Catherine, when Joe Biden did events, they would do closed room 300 people events. There was never overflow on the streets. There was never thousands of people waiting outside to get in. So this is a differing attitude than the top of the ticket than the campaigns felt like it's had for the last 4 years. I mean, hell, there was barely a campaign in 2020. What did Trump accuse Joe Biden of doing? Hiding in the basement. Well, Kamala and Tim Walz are not hiding in the basement. They are filling big arenas, and that is a show of the energy, and Trump doesn't know what to do about it. He's flummoxed. He's flailing out there complaining about our crowd size, Catherine.
Well, if you're whining, you're losing. Catherine, it's not just complaining. He's claiming they did not exist. I mean, this is what he's saying. That never happened, according to Donald Trump. What's your take on that?
Well, we're learning a lot about narcissism, aren't we? I mean, because when a narcissist is backed up against the wall, they deny the truth and they walk away. But I was going to say that no one can deny the energy of Kamala's crowds. I mean, and the happiness and the joy, and it's just this explosion. Yeah. So I mean, even if there was 200 people there, you know, it would be oh God, these people are really happy, you know. They're really excited.
No, Catherine, 200 people do not carry the emotion of 5,000 or 15,000. I mean, it is a different experience. Yeah. And Catherine, I've been to lots and lots of political rallies. This energy at these Kamala rallies, it feels like Obama days, like Not 2012 Obama, but like 2008 Obama. It feels like a hopeful energy that the Democratic Party hasn't had in a long time.
It feels like the Women's March, too. Big and everybody on the same page and really excited. And that was, we were just trying to hold each other up. We knew we were in trouble and we were just trying to back each other up. But this is, we're not trying to back each other up. We're trying to make a change now. And it's the same energy. And you're right. A big crowd is a big different thing. But Trump is getting caught up on these numbers thing, which is just, I mean, George McGovern said that he actually thought he was going to win. He lost almost every state in the union except his own, I believe. And because he said everywhere I went, everybody was yelling for me. They all liked me. You know, there were signs and all that. So, you know, I mean, the crowd size and the energy is important. It really is. And she's got it. I haven't seen anything like this for a long time. I'm really excited. But I do think we can't just back up and say this is going to work. You know, we can just sit down now and it's all over.
No, Catherine, I absolutely agree. But I would also point out the crowd size is important because the Democratic Party is working that crowd and signing up volunteers. And they're assembling people they can send text messages to and encourage them to vote. You know, even if you attend a Kamala rally just as a curious bystander, you don't leave untouched by the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is winning the ground war, certainly here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, Ben Wickler and the troops here, that's something we should feel great about. And that energy, those crowds, stuff like that, that motivates the volunteers. People want to go out and be on the winning team. People want to be joyous warriors for Kamala Harris. It was a different feeling. The feeling I have right now is that we can win, Dom.
And Donald Trump is losing his freaking mind about it. And he's going so far as to do his Truthy Socials and telling you, telling his followers, trying to convince himself that the people just didn't exist. They didn't show up. There was nobody there. I cannot get away from this. Are you kidding me? 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. You're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Well, you know, is it me or have you noticed that ever since the the trial this spring that ended with 34 counts, that's when the size thing really started bothering him after Stormy Daniels took the stand. But anyway.
She never quite testified to that, although there were some salacious details.
Well, she alluded to it a little bit. But
Dick,
another thing that's just.
Do you recall when he would show up for court, though? And they would actually, he was complaining about the lack of supporters at the courthouse. And they would shoot video from like angles and stuff. Again, it's projection. Trump has done this where he's literally waving to no one so they can get the angle on him and then superimpose a crowd later.
Oh, real quickly, his news conference last week too. I watched it as long as I could stand it. And that was maybe 15 minutes. And I never, you could not hear the audio of the question, so you didn't even know what he was answering to. I question whether there were any reporters there myself. But and you know how I'm seeing this campaign, to be honest with you? I've been to the Indy 500 about 7 or 8 times, and this is like a driver pulling into pit row, and there are nobody there to change the tires or put gas in or anything. He just pulls in, and that's the end of it. They're running out of everything here. But I seriously, that news conference, when have anybody showed up and said, I was at that? I asked these questions. And when is it like Trump to go, oh, you please, thank you, and point to somebody from the press? I think the whole thing was fake.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Dick. Dick says two can play at this game. 844-967-2789, I believe it's. Is it Carly or Carly?
Let me just jump in briefly. You know, there's also, you know, further problems with this. It's not just that Donald Trump lies and denies reality and is a narcissist psychopath. It's that he gets his followers to believe him, and then it also then what when something comes out, when the news breaks that, oh, my campaign was hacked and they released a bunch of stuff on JD Vance, you know, my first question, and seemingly it might be true, is true. I don't know. But I don't believe anything coming out of that campaign. I mean, how can you possibly, when the head of the mega party goes out there and tweets out his Truthy Social talking about Kamala cheating, these crowds didn't exist, it's all a big hoax, it's all AI. I mean, it goes to the credibility. So when he comes out the next time and says, hey, I was hacked, our campaign was hacked by Iran. Was it? Or was there somebody just, you know, working there and sliding documents to Politico and what the Washington Post? It makes me question everything about the megas, about Donald Trump, about anything that comes out of that campaign, because he is a non-stop liar. And be lying. I mean, in his mind, perhaps it's reality. So maybe it's his truth. You know, if you believe it, it's not a lie.
844-967-2789. Carly from Madison, welcome. Carly, you're up.
Hello, Carly.
Hi. I always listen to your program, and I really enjoy it, but I want to make two comments. Sure. One, I met Roberta Cook from 3rd District. She is the ideal person for Wisconsin and District 3. Number two.
All right. Yes.
If Trump is worried about the crowd, we have a major problem. That is, he is worried that he's going to lose. And Kevin McCarthy came on CNN and said today he should stop worrying about that and worry about the down tickets, because he's going to bring down the down tickets too. That's what he was trying to get at it. So please expand on these. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, Carly. What I would say is Donald Trump doesn't really have coattails. You would think he would, but he doesn't. He doesn't really get anybody else elected. And look at his electoral record. I mean, he won 16 by threading the needle of the Electoral College. He won these blue wall states, state of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. What has he won since then? The midterms were disastrous in 2018 for the red team. 2020, he lost, although we know he claims it was rigged and he tried to push a coup, an insurrection. Hell, he would have had his own vice president hung. 2022 was supposed to be a red wave, right? A pushback against the party in power. That's historically what happens. But Donald Trump's influence on the election and his endorsement of the most unelectable candidates made 2022 a very blunted year for the Republicans. They barely won a House majority. They have not figured out how to govern with that modest House majority. Just ask Kevin McCarthy, right? So, yeah. I would say, if anything, the coattails are with the Democrats. I think the Democrats have stronger candidates, especially in the congressional races and the senatorial races that are being contested. Now, there's more Democrats on the ballot. Tammy Baldwin, that would be a huge pickup for the Republicans. But it ain't going to happen. She is polling better than Harris. She is polling way better than Joe Biden was. So I think there are a number of holds we need to make to hold on to the U.S. Senate. John Tester out there in Montana, that would be a big hold. He's in a red state and he's a blue senator. Joe Manchin, the state of West Virginia, that may be lost to us. I think we've got a much better chance with Ruben Gallego in Arizona against Catherine Lake. I saw polling last week. He's up by 11 on Lake. Carrie Lake, right? My bad. Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
In the crazy lady in Arizona. So the Trump-endorsed candidates really, really don't do so well. And he pushes them farther to the right. You want to be endorsed by Trump, you better pucker up and kiss some ass.
I mean, going on here up in Green Bay, all these Republicans running for that seat, that primary. They're all, oh, Trump, Trump, we're Trumpy. We love Trump, 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 Trump. You know, from a state perspective, if Donald Trump loses this election, he's gonna take the entire, at least the state. I don't know about the congressional ones, but those Trumpsters, they're gonna really get crushed if that trend continues.
From your lips to God's ears, if you believe in such things. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls, more of Dom and Crute and you and Rich lightly screening.
fast food all my life.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Tom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at TheDevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go back to the lines, but you can also text at the same number at 844-967-2789.
Why are you encouraging the texting? You don't read them.
That's because
you're just making more work for me. I read your text because I love you. Dom's just in lust with you.
I just want your vote. Can I tell you, I just want you to call 844-967-2789.
Scott from Whitewater. Welcome, Scott. What do you got for us?
Hello, Scott.
Good evening, gentlemen. If I was messaging for Harris, I would refer to Trump. He always likes to give nicknames. I would call him Don Old. Like to emphasize Democrats.
Don Old.
Rat. Don Old. And then even throw the weird in, Don Old Weird Trump. And that's what I'd refer to him as all the time.
But, Scott, what about sneaking a felon in there? He is a convicted felon. I like that moniker for him. Felon Trump.
Adjudicated rapist? I mean, there's so many descriptors we have for him, Scott. It'd be like, I don't know, like Game of Thrones name.
But we can call him all that stuff. But, like, you know, Harris and Walz, they got to be they can't throw that stuff out there like, you know.
Scott, what do you think?
Can, like, we can.
When Walz was rolled out as the vice presidential nominee on behalf of the Democratic Party in Philadelphia, and he's talking about, I can't wait to debate J.D. Vance if I can get him up off the couch. what do you think of taking that sort of lowbrow line of attack? And then he said, you see what I did there? And I did see what he did there.
You know, that's inside stuff. You know, you kind of had to be following things pretty close to catch that. And people looked it all up. And, you know, the sad thing is, I mean, Trump set the bar, right? So whatever Tim Walz did, he didn't cheat on his wife with a porn star. He didn't defraud people with his fake university. He didn't call people names. You know, so whatever, I mean, no one's going to be as bad as Donald Trump. You know, Tim Walz spoke about an M16 when Trump told 27,000 lies. You know, you just.
Right. It's not even close, is it, Scott? It's not even in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, you know, I used to do the same thing to my mom. My older sister, she barely graduated high school with D's and F's and C's. And I had like a C-plus going. I'm like, hey, come bust my chops. You know, I'm doing better than older sister there.
Don't compare me to the Almighty. Compare me to the alternative.
Oh, hey Scott, thanks for the call. And you're absolutely right. I mean, Donald Trump's really good at bringing people down. And I really, you know, I don't think that you can be the happy warrior and engaged in the joy and try to go that route and also be, you know, name calling. I think a little hint about the couch, you know, like you said, if you know, you know. If you don't know, you just get up off the couch and debate. That's fair game, but I like the positive attitude. I like the joy. I like, you know, the love in the air, man. That's what we've been missing. And I know, you know, Trump says, oh, we got a lot of love for these crowds, but man, all he does is rip on people. And that's not fun. And it's really, it's like the Andrew Dice Clay Act is getting really, really old.
Hickory dickory dock.
You know what I mean?
Do you know that Harris has changed the tone of the Democratic campaign? Because if you'll recall, Joe Biden talked a lot about the existential threat that he thought Donald Trump was. But Harris is taking a different tact. I mean, it was a pretty dark campaign. It was a pretty pessimistic campaign. I mean, what's Trump saying? The American dream is dead.
Is dead, right.
And Joe Biden's attitude was, if you elect that guy, America, democracy is dead, right? And yeah, this is a differing attitude. Like this joy is something that Harris brought to the campaign. This is her handiwork. She made a conscious effort to change the tone of the campaign. And I would say it's definitely working. 844-967-2789. I've been happier every day if she's been the top of the ticket, Dom. Oh, Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, you just said the joy in the heart. It just kind of reminded me, wasn't that what Granny sang on the Beverly Hillbillies? That joy, 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 joy way down in my heart. That maybe the
yeah, but she was drinking moonshine, Mark.
A lot of joy.
She was hanging out with Derek Van Orden and day drinking quite a bit.
Anything can help. I mean, anything we can do to bring down Donald Trump is what we need to do, because the man is, as Dom has said, the guy is a liar. I mean, his contact with the truth is so separated now. It's like that the Earth compared to the outer planets as far as
what planet are we on, man?
What planet? The planet doesn't even exist. Pluto's no longer a planet. I mean, that some planetoid.
Big planet.
Cloud, I guess is where Trump is.
Appreciate it. Want to sneak one more caller in this hour. Charles Barbin, candidate for the U.S. Senate on the ballot tomorrow. Charles, I can give you like 1 minute to make your pitch.
That's good.
Hey, Charles. And
thank you very much for letting me be on. No shortage of D's and F's in my career background when I was in high school. So my big deal is that I don't care for the guy that's running on the Republican ticket. I ran against him. There's another candidate besides me that's for tomorrow. If you could, the guy from California is in the first spot. I'm in the second spot. And then Rajani's in the third spot. My big thing is that I want to eventually win. And nothing bad to say about Tammy Baldwin. She's my best friend right now, because she has ran all the negative ads against this guy and exposed him for what he is. And he's not a friend to the farmers. He's not a friend to people that are a little bit overweight. And he's not a friend to people that are in a nursing home and getting ready to die. And people that are in a nursing home getting ready to die, they're not voting for themselves. They're voting for their grandchildren. And all I want to do is spank this guy. And so I'm glad you gave me a chance to get on your radio show.
Charles Barbin for U.S. Senate. He's a Republican running against Eric Hudvey. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, why does Donald Trump love tariffs? And what would another Trump trade war with China do to Wisconsin farmers if he were to win again?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.